work. If you want to join in, it's pretty simple. You call 1-800-880-5346 or you text in to 35270 or kfgo.studio@kfgo.com is another great way to reach us. Scott Garmon is with Unity North Dakota and someone who has been leading the charge against what's going on in Leith, North Dakota, which is where we're going to be heading to. Going to be heading to Leith after the show today and doing a show from down in Grant County tomorrow. And we're going to get Scott on with us now because they've got some news that's happening here. Scott, good to have you on News and Views again.
Good morning, Joel. Thanks for having me back. We appreciate it.
Here's my full bias. Ready? Thanks for what you're doing, bud. I think it's great.
Thank you very much. We appreciate all the support out there from all North Dakotans.
Well, and you can't do it without a couple bucks to hopefully do it. Now, if my notes are right, you're actually making an offer to the white supremacist, Mr. Cobb, for his house and all the property that he has in Leith if he agrees to leave North Dakota within 7 days?
Yep, that's our offer that's on the table. It stands.
So how much money are we talking about that you're offering him?
Whatever he has paid and fair, and then with the appreciation of fair market value on those properties, we would be willing to pay that price if he agrees to leave North Dakota within 7 days.
So where are you getting the money to do this from, Scott?
Most likely it's going to be coming from our own pockets. We definitely don't have enough money in the bank through donations, so this would be just the six Unity ND guys just pulling money out of their savings and doing it ourselves.
Okay, so what's the ramifications if he takes your money and he decides Leith isn't the town, I'll just go to another town?
We've kind of foreseen that, those circumstances, and we kind of come from the perspective of even if Cobb does leave North Dakota, you know, that doesn't take racism with him. It still stays behind. We still have to deal with these issues, whether it's him or any number of other people who espouse the same views. So we're going to be dealing with that either way. But, you know, I started this whole thing, and we all got together on this to help the residents of Leith. And if we could end it in one fell swoop, it would be a great thing to do for them, and we think the right thing to do.
What type of budget do you think it's going to take?
Oh, I think I had heard somewhere he paid $5,000 to $7,000 for the house, and then I think around $100 a piece for the lot. So, you know, you'd be looking at anywhere, you know, around $10,000 probably, I'd say, altogether.
So are you fearful at all, though, that, okay, so Craig Cobb leaves, okay? Are you fearful at all that this, by, you know, because it's easy to pick up properties in small towns. You know, if you turn this into a, hey, I made a buck and I played these guys, that you're going to end up with more of these type of people.
Well, you mean playing us for money to get us to buy them out?
Right. I mean, you know, they have a movement. They talk to each other through whatever means possible, and they say, hey, you know, I left North Dakota with $10,000 just by going into a town and buying up some lots, got some media for the cause. You know, let's do this in other places.
Yeah, I guess that's not really a fear that's on our front burner. We kind of look at it as, you know, each circumstance is going to be different. Each case that we're going to be working with, or each town that we're going to be working with as we move forward through the years here is going to be, I think, a different circumstance. And so what maybe will work with Cobb and in Leith is not going to work in some other circumstance. So I think we'll just handle it on a case-by-case basis as they come up. If this, if it comes up where that would be the best route to go, I'd say we would consider doing it again. But my guess is Cobb is probably not going to be leaving through this process, but we would hope that he would see the light. I mean, he's basically already lost. His cause is lost in Leith, and he's just maybe too stupid to see it.
It just has that feeling like the devil got your fiddle. You know what I mean, Scott?
Well, I hear you. But, you know, I mean, I guess I look at it as, I guess, a little bit more black and white, maybe. I was sitting in my office one day back in September when I first saw what was going on in Leith, and I thought I could do something. I think I explained that to you and your listeners before, that, you know, I figured I could do something about this. And if I can, you know, and when I look at it as, okay, I got into this to help the people of Leith, and if I can help them in one fell swoop by getting rid of Cobb and all the people that have moved there now, and rid them of this hate that's entered their town, then I got to take the opportunity to do it.
I I fully commend what you're doing in terms of your motivation. I know what you're doing. You're trying to get him out of town. Get this story off the front page of the paper and make it so Lauren Donovan can write about something else. I mean, she's just doing her job. I don't blame Lauren one iota. I think coverage and the Bismarck Tribune's coverage to this has been fantastic.
But
Scott, you know, have you spoke to the people of Leith about making this offer to him? And if you have, what response did you get from them?
Well, I personally have not spoken to Jeremy Kelly and Cade Ferris out in Bismarck have been our point people going into Leith and meeting with the mayor and discussing tactics. And basically this idea for buying them out came about through a meeting of the Unity ND administrators on Sunday night. And we decided just to run with it, or on Saturday night, I believe it was. And we decided just to run with it. And so it wasn't made in conjunction with the mayor or with the city of Leith or anything like that. It was just basically the Unity ND administrators deciding this was probably the best route to go at this point, especially with what had transpired at the city council meeting on Sunday. So
that city council video is very strong. I tried to find it. Has it been pulled down? I tried to find it in a couple different spots, and I tried to find it on your website at Unity ND, and I is it not available anymore?
Are you talking about the Kynan Dutton video?
Yeah.
Or the one from this past Sunday?
No, not the one from the past Sunday. I'm talking about the one where the guy lost it. He obviously was hammered or high. The Dutton one.
The Dutton one, yes. You know, we had some issues with our Facebook page, and so we've had to clean some things up and follow the Facebook's rules, so we've had to remove it from our site. But we are trying to slowly move everything over to our unityND.com website.
Okay.
And we will be posting that video over there. We're asking people to go to that website as opposed to our Facebook page for finding information from here on out, because we're going to be putting a lot of stuff over there. So we will be reposting that video. I'll make sure we get on that right away today.
So bring me and the listeners up to speed over what happened on Sunday.
Well, they had the city council meeting in Leith, and I think the Fargo Forum and Bismarck Tribune and some other news organizations have covered it pretty well, talking about what the city of Leith is trying to do here. Basically, they're just trying to bring up their city codes to state standards. I mean, they're a small town. They don't have a lot of money, so they haven't really kept up on updating some of their ordinances and things, and that's basically what they're doing is just saying that, hey, you have to have running water in your house. You have to have a sewer. You can't be leaving your business all over the backyard. And so they have passed those ordinances. They have hired a city lawyer to advise them, and they're just moving forward in that process. And in turn, Cobb and the few guys that he has convinced to move to Leith showed up at the meeting as well, and they were trying to raise heck and cause problems. But overall, I think the meeting accomplished what it needed to accomplish, and I think they're moving forward with the process of approving these ordinances and putting them in place.
Scott Garman with Unity ND. Scott, tell people how to find your website. Tell them, because there is an opportunity there to help. There is, I mean, as you're saying, you're trying to find a way to basically, you know, pay them to get out of town. I mean, that's what you're doing. So, yep. You know, if people want to help or they think that what you're doing is the right thing, I know there's a way to do that on your website.
Oh, you betcha. We have a donate button. I'm on our website at unityndy, unityndy.com. And also on our facebook.com/UnityNorthDakota, all spelled out, Unity North Dakota.
Okay,
and so they can donate that way as well. So,
Scott, have you thought at all about making this offer in, you know, the end of October? You might get a different response than if you make this offer in January, for example.
Oh, yeah, this isn't an offer that's going to be out there for the next year and a half or anything. It's got a time limit on it. If we don't hear anything within, I'd say, you know, by mid-November, we'll have to withdraw it and start considering other tactics, of course, which we're always talking about anyway. I mean, it's not like we've just rest on our laurels once we make an offer like this and just sit back and wait to hear. We are constantly planning and working towards not only helping the people of Leith, but, you know, all areas of North Dakota to fight racism and hate in North Dakota. So it's an ongoing battle, and it's one that takes up all my time after school every day, that's for sure.
Is it worth it, Scott? Are you burning out on it, or is the passion still flowing?
Passion is passion is just as much there as it was the first time I talked to you, Joel. It doesn't go away at all. I mean, I work with five of the greatest guys that you could imagine, and we talk every single night. We have conference meetings every single night of the week, and we talk, and we get along well, and we, you know, probably crack some jokes that maybe are a little bit off color, but we have fun, we get along, we keep each other going, and we keep each other's fuel fired and passion high for this type of work. So I don't see it going anywhere but up from here on out. So
I think what you were able to accomplish with the rally in Leith and bringing so many diverse people together and numbers together like that, and do so in a peaceful manner. I watched some of the video of all of that. I was really impressed with a lot of the Native American people who participated as well.
I want to give a shout out to Chase Iron Eyes out there. He has been a wonderful partner throughout all of this. And he's been a great guy.
Yeah. And I just think it says a lot about your organization. And Scott, you know that Amy and I, you know, we share the same attitude. If we can help in any way through the News and Views Radio Network, we'll be glad to help out. We're going to head to Leith tomorrow.
That's awesome.
We're going to go down there and hopefully drive more people to your website. And more than anything, you know, there's been so much attention given to the Cobbs of the world. And that's really what they're after. I understand that. I get that. But what I want to do is I want to hear from the mayor. I want to hear from the individuals who got to deal with this on a daily basis from a governance standpoint. I want to hear from, you know, local individuals. I don't need to hear from a white supremacist. I know what his message is. Okay. That isn't what the goal of this trip is about. The goal of this trip is about making sure that the people that are listening to News and Views who know and understand small towns can learn from the lesson of Leith to make sure that it doesn't happen in their town. That's what my goal on this trip is, Scott.
I think that's a great goal, Joel, and that's one of our goals, is to get the word out. Because, I mean, like you said, there's lots for sale in all these little towns all across the state for, you know, a pretty low price. And so, you know, if we chase Cobb out of here, it could be, you know, some other group tomorrow that's moving in. And we monitor all these white power websites and all the different things, and they've, you know, they've gotten things, they've went pretty personal against us, but at the same time, they are basically, you know, throwing out the same viewpoint that Cobb does, basically, in that they want to change the hearts and minds of people and change them towards a divisive belief system, you know, based on hate. And just because Cobb will be gone doesn't mean that there won't be more of these people. I mean, we have got plenty of these people living in North Dakota, as can be seen by the couple gentlemen there, and I use that term very loosely, that moved to Leith from Minot and I believe Center North Dakota to stay with Cobb and his frozen little house there in Leith. So, I mean, we've got these people who are homegrown as well.
Yeah. So. Well, Scott, keep up the good fight. We'll help any way we can. Thanks for coming
on
News and Views.
We really appreciate you guys. You guys have a great day, and thanks to all your listeners as well for all the support.
Scott Garmer with UnityND.com.